It is really difficult to predict what the Islamists want. But the much I can say is that they look like they have an ambition to wrest control of the country from the transitional federal government. And I think they are determined to at least take a sizable part of the country. Whether they want to take Mogadishu in particular is, I think, difficult to know at this stage. I think Mogadishu is a different kettle of fish altogether.
The humanitarian situation in Somalia is already very dire. Now, how does this new development impact the country in terms of food and aid to the suffering people?
The takeover of Marka, which is the hub for a lot of the aid operation to the south, it's really difficult to assess what kind of an impact it will have. But I think just from media reports, the Islamists took control of Marka, say, you know, they will facilitate the provision of aid to the needy. And I think the WFP and other international aid agencies are also not sounding very alarmed or worried. They think they can negotiate some kind of a safe passage for relief supplies.
Now, how does the seizure of Mecca and the other towns affect the UN mediated talks in Djibouti?
Well, I think the Djibouti talks have been going on irrespective of what's happening on the ground. Recently, the head of the ARS faction, which signed the peace treaty with the government, that is Sheikh Sharif, went to Somalia and visited a couple of towns. And so probably the calculation on the part of the ARS faction, which is engaged in the Djibouti process, is that they will be able to somehow negotiate with the militants and eventually bring them on board. So at this stage, I wouldn't say that this resurgence of the Islamists will have sort of a negative impact on the peace process.
Now, there have been reports of a power struggle going on between the President and Prime Minister of Somalia. What's the latest on that?
There is a simmering row between the two Somali leaders, and it is actually based on a new cabinet list which the Prime Minister drafted and handed over to the President. And the President basically dismissed the lineup and said he doesn't agree with it. So this created some kind of tension between the two leaders, and they went to Addis Ababa, where the Prime Minister of Ethiopia and I think the Foreign Minister tried to engage them and try to reconcile them. But apparently, according to media reports, the talks collapsed and the two leaders actually left. And the rumor in Nairobi is that they are not even on talking terms. So this is the second time. And so it again underlines the serious problem which the transitional federal government has, which is that it is consumed by this internal power struggle and is doing very little to advance the peace process or to stabilize the situation in Somalia.